Welcome to the Marriage Cafe, where marriages come alive through the Word of God, with your host, Bishop William Pittman and Prophetess Loretta Pittman. Now get yourself a cup of something special and enjoy your time in the Marriage Cafe.
Hey, Merry Christmas. I love the hair. I love your hair, Rebe. Everybody's so excited. Who that? Who that, Linda?
Oh, goodness gracious. How funny.
I can't hear you, Pastor.
Can't hear you.
We are live, so everybody is listening and watching. So welcome to the Marriage Cafe, everybody. I forgot to turn on my daggone. There's always something with these daggone, with this equipment sometimes.
It's all good.
But we are here and we are live, so we thank y'all for coming. Those who showed up, if you guys still want to come on live with us, come on live with us. We're just going to have a little Christmas thing going. You can put some music on now. And we're just going to have a little party thing going on. We don't own the rights to any music, just want to say that. And we're going to go ahead and get started, but we're going to go ahead and do what we normally do. Let's do what we do first. All right. Are you ready? All right. Welcome to the Marriage Cafe, where marriage is coming alive through the Word of God. I'm Prophetess Loretta Pittman.
I'm Bishop William Pittman.
And we're just going to have some fun tonight, but we're going to go ahead and to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll take it from there.
All right. You ready? Everybody.
All right.
Dear Lord, thank you for another opportunity to come live tonight.
Yes.
Thank you for each and everyone that tuned in to this podcast. We just thank you for all our family, and thank you for this season. Thank you for this time with you and family and all the listeners tonight. Lord, we just thank you. Give us the words to say. In Jesus' name we pray and we all say,
Amen. Now, y'all turn down TVs or any radios or anything. We need all background silence so that we don't have interference while we're talking.
Turn down your background.
Please turn down your TVs, your radios, everything. You know, that makes nobody can't hear you when we're on here talking. So we got a little Christmas music playing. All right. So anyway, we are here. Let me get inside the cafe. Oh my goodness, Lord. We are here. We are live. All right, honey.
All right, everybody. Good to see everybody.
Well, y'all are live and everybody's watching. Okay. So I just want to remind y'all of that.
So what she's trying to say, don't y'all be doing no cussing out there. Hallelujah. Don't be slipping up now.
Okay. All right.
It's good to see everybody.
Yes, good to see everybody. And thank you guys for those who are actually joining us inside the cafe without actually coming on live. We got some live people here. I got my aunties, which is nice. And I got my daughter here with us. We are just, and Uncle Joseph, we are just going to have a good time tonight. We just want to talk to y'all about whatever your questions might be. And we just going to kind of just laugh and have a good time tonight, because this is a Christmas party, right?
That's right.
All right. Merry Christmas. Let's just say that. Everybody.
We got to thank God. Thank God, the whole year, this time of year, you think about family, so we just, this is time we just want to have fun.
Yes, definitely.
We want to have fun tonight.
Yeah, this is our last show for the season, for the year. Because we get ready to go into 2024 soon.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Sunday. So we wanted to just get in here and talk to you guys about whatever you want to talk about tonight.
Yeah. Now, this is what I want to say. You know, y'all come camera on. Down. Y'all come on to the Marriage Cafe. Have y'all learned anything from us?
Camera that way. Camera that way. I'll never be forgetting where the camera
is. No, I know where the camera is. Stop.
Okay, okay.
Y'all, you know, y'all family member. Let me just tell y'all a little bit about her.
Oh, go ahead. You trying to be mean?
No, I ain't trying to be mean.
Oh, yeah.
But no, it's like when we come on the podcast, right? She got this thing she always do every podcast. Mm-hmm. First thing she'll say, you know, she'll look at me and she'll say, "Hey, babe, how was your week?" Yeah. And I for some reason, it was just bothering me because she do it every time. And I'll be like, you know, week was all right. So I was like, kind of taking it negative because she looked right at me. Oh, how was your week?
Yeah, well,
you know, I was like,
we're having a conversation. Who else I'm supposed to ask?
Yeah, but I don't know. So, you know, I was taking it negative. So then I started turning the tables on her. I said, yeah, today, how's your week?
Right. I had a great week.
See?
I did. I had a
no,
great
but
week.
It's all just in having fun, though, you know. It's yes. All just in having fun. So what it is, we want people to see that we real. What you see is what you
get. Yes, exactly.
In this way all our lives, yes. So we're not changing.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
So really, it's just like being a... They, I don't know. They think people are different when you're a Christian or you're a man and woman of God. No, you just don't. We don't have to cuss. We don't have to do all the worldly things.
Amen.
Yes.
But we still can have fun.
We still can have fun.
You didn't have to cuss and drinking and smoking and doing all that stuff. We all take those things on.
Right. But also, you know, God don't call the pure. You know right. What I mean? He calls the ones who've been out there in the streets or doing certain things. Those are the ones he calls.
Yeah.
So, you know, God will call you out from the streets to do his
work.
But, you know, remain, you know, better people than what we were before he called us in. That's all.
But the whole thing, you know, we was partying. They are like when you get saved, you ain't never partying.
That's right. That's right.
We
all been there. That's right. As a matter of fact, I had a Christmas party last night. Mm-hmm. For the tenant council here in the building where we're living, and they had a band, and it was music for everyone because this is more the older crowd. We do live in a senior building, but it was nice. Everybody danced and everybody had a good time. And today is Sunday, and of course I'm on the third Sunday team. So this morning I got up and I was in church this morning giving God praise, glory, and honor.
I was too in church this morning. Not this morning, afternoon. I was in church this afternoon.
Yes.
Okay. Had a good time. Okay. Had a good time.
Good. Look at you, Uncle Joe. Is that what I'm talking about?
Look at Uncle Joe.
I know what I'm talking about. That. Yeah. So anyway, so what we want to talk about? Y'all got any things that y'all want to lift up while we on here? Y'all want to talk about anything? Might got some topics?
I just want to say, since we are at day 351, we have about 14 more days to go until we go into the new year. And I just want to say that this program, the Marriage Cafe, you and Bishop has been doing an awesome job as far as marriages is concerned, especially mine, because we have really learned a lot. We've learned how to talk to each other. We learn how to control our emotions with each other. It's been just an awesome. I just want to say God bless the both of you. And I pray that God will continue to use y'all in 2024. He has something special on the table for y'all. Y'all haven't seen nothing yet where marriages are concerned and where people that want to be married. I hear the Lord saying that there's going to be marriages in 2024. Not a marriage, but marriages. So I don't know who those people might be, but if you're looking forward to getting married, be prepared in the name of Jesus and just thank God because he and she is coming.
All right. Well, praise God. That is so good.
I'm the next one in line.
That's right. And I second that emotion because, yes, that's what God wants. Those that are looking to get married, the singles that are in the cafe tonight, God is looking, you know, God is going to bless you with your husband. And he is. That's why you're here. See, anybody that don't understand that when you come into this Marriage Cafe and you begin to listen to the things that me and Bishop, you know, the information in which we give to you guys or the teachings that we have, God is going to either enhance your marriage if you're not married, if you are married, or he's going to bring about your husband. So when you come into the cafe, that's what God is doing. He's preparing you for that husband. So always show up. Singles, come on in, because that is the way to learn how to be a wife. You can't learn how to be a wife not going to any marriage classes. You need to go to a marriage class in order to prepare for that husband. And then vice versa, that husband, that person that wants to be a husband or looking for a wife, you need to come into the cafe to learn from my husband what it means so that you can be a good husband. this is good. All right. You know,
the other thing that's so good too, we talk about Christmas and stuff like that, gift. You know, God give us a gift when you get married. Yeah,
that's right.
Your spouse is your gift. Spouse.
Yeah.
How do you treat your gift that God has given you? You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
It's just like having a baby. My wife would always say, that's precious cargo.
Yes.
So the same way it is, don't you ever thought of your spouse as precious cargo?
Mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to be there for you. I'm supposed to protect you. I'm supposed to love you. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to, you know, take care of you.
Yeah.
We won.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we learned. Even I learned some things. Learn how to communicate more this year. Yeah. Learn how to listen a little more this year. And be patient. You know, not at all. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So what it is too, when you're in a relationship, you gotta learn one another. Yeah. Come on now.
Yep, you do.
You don't come in there knowing each other, you gotta learn each other. And everybody's come on now. Some of y'all got some hateful ways. You know what I'm saying? When you was in the world or whatever, come on now. People, I used to cuss people out.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying?
Me free.
And Lord forgive me, back in the day, I'll say F you in a minute. But I didn't come. I was in the city. I never heard cuss words. When I went to the city, I think almost everybody cussed. So if they cussed, let me cuss too.
Yeah, but when you got married, family, you really...
Yeah, I think I ain't going to say I got it from your family, but... I didn't want to say that.
Yeah, I ain't got it from them too, so I know you got it.
But you know what though? We all family and we loved each other.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking about the day, all the good times we had when we used to come together. I
mean, sweaters.
Yeah, we got on our sweaters.
Yeah, we got on your sweaters. These sweaters might be ugly, but I can tell you what, well, nothing ugly about that price, okay?
So that's what we just want to do. Just wanted to kind of just come on here tonight and just have some fun and thank God for this year of 2023.
We don't know
in 2024. We don't know what God is going to do, but we know he's going to do something wonderful. He's going to do something great, you know, in our lives. And he is going to bless us. We are just blessed people of God.
Yes,
and he is just going to continue to bless his children. And as long as we're doing his work, he's going to continue to back us and help us and keep us.
God got
some plans for us in 2024. We're trying to go to another level as well. We want to do some workshops. We want to do more parties and different things. You know, we want to have fun. We also would like to do something where we get a lot of maybe the singles together, single guys, single girls, and do some kind of single thing on here on the live would be nice, so that you can be mingling, you know, meet somebody. You know, I think that's a good idea. So there's a few ideas that we got going on for the cafe for next year, because we want to really, really do more and take it to maybe different places, you know. That would be a good thing too. Maybe set up like a pop-up shop or something where we just kind of do, not really like a pop-up shop, but kind of like a place where we just go and we just, you know, do a seminar or something in that sense, you know, a workshop, you know, with couples that want to work on their marriage, want to work on their attitudes. Because, you know, the first thing we do is we try to blame our husbands, especially as wives, for things all the time.
That's her.
Well, in our defense, sometimes it is in fault. I mean,
That's right.
It is a part.
Now that's true. Sometimes it can be they part. But sometimes, most of the time, it be something we might have said or did at that moment, but we didn't catch it. You know, we have an attitude, you know, sometimes when we answer or something like, you know, like earlier tonight where he was like, I was like, but babe, what do you want for dinner tonight? He's like, I don't know. I want something good. I was like, oh, man, he getting, you know, and you know what they were. Okay, well, never mind. Maybe we'll just starve tonight. Because it was my attitude and how I said it. So he was like, well, okay. Well, we can just don't eat tonight then. We just, you know. So that was funny. I had to laugh. That was too funny.
The way you said it, it was like, I don't know. Maybe we just don't eat. Maybe we fast.
Right. That works.
Let me know.
But I wasn't trying to say it that way. It was just, I don't even know. I didn't know why I asked the question at that moment. But
you know, you got to have a sense of humor, you know, because sometimes you don't realize what you're saying and how you're saying it.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, you got to work on those things. But the other side too, you don't always have to take it negative either when somebody just says something like that.
It is how you respond. That's very true.
So you know what though? Marriage is a beautiful thing. I just
it is.
You know, I don't want to go there.
Come on, man. Go ahead.
Don't go there, Dad. Marriage is a beautiful thing between a man and a woman. You know, I'm not going the other direction.
Right.
It's just a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I got what you're saying.
I made my choice to be with a woman.
Right. Yeah. we understand.
Yeah.
We got it.
We're not going that way.
Yes.
But now I did get something before I came out.
All right.
Whatever God promised you. Whatever, listen now, whatever God promised you, it's going to come to pass. That's what we got to realize. And God promised us blessings and things that God has given us. When God give you dreams and visions, those are going to come to pass.
But
pass when we think they're supposed to come to pass. They come to pass when God's ready for them to come to pass. You know? So he said he'll do everything in due season. So it's not the season yet, but it's coming.
Yes, it is.
That husband is coming. That wife is coming.
Yes.
Finances is coming. Your business is coming. Now, I was telling Robert and Loretta, we always say this scripture. God's going to bless you. As your soul prospers,
come on now.
You're going to prosper.
Yes.
So a lot of people, if you're not doing the things of God, how is your soul going to prosper?
Yes.
That's right.
So God prosper us by the word that you put in your spirit.
Yeah.
You know, when you was younger, you ever wanted something? I will always tell this story in church. Mm-hmm. My mother made a chocolate cake, right? And I wanted a piece of that cake. And she wouldn't give me any. So I said, I'm going to get me a piece of that cake.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what she say, I'm going to get me a piece of that cake. So somebody called or something. She had left the kitchen. Boy, I jumped on that table and snatched me a piece of that cake and started eating it. But I got the cake, but she sure tore my tail up afterwards.
I bet.
You know what I'm saying? But the whole thing, I was young. I ain't know nothing about no faith, but I got the cake.
So you had enough faith to go snatch it up.
And I got it.
Think about the consequences.
But I got the cake. So that was just to tell you, whatever God promised you, it's going to come to pass.
Yes.
It's going to come to pass. But now you got to start being positive. Stay positive. Don't speak negative stuff.
Yes.
Don't cancel your prayers. Whatever you believe in God for, stay positive.
Yes.
I know it's
stay focused. Yeah.
I know we're gonna make it.
Yes.
You know?
We are gonna make it through.
Amen.
That breaks your faith.
Yeah, because I started saying I am a healthy, wealthy woman.
Amen. I receive that prayer. Hallelujah.
I'm a healthy, wealthy woman of God.
Yes.
I say that every day now. And I'm going to keep saying it. Okay? I'm going to keep saying it because what the Lord says, that he shall supply all our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ.
Yes, he did.
And then the Lord also says in the book of Psalms 23, he is our shepherd, so we shall not want. So we shall not want. We shall want.
That's
so we
right.
got to start speaking those things as though they are, you know, and they will be. They shall be if we start saying it, right? Sometimes we got to step out of our box. So, all right, Linda Warren, you have to start speaking. My husband, which I know you've been saying it, girl.
I do every day.
My husband manifesting my husband right now in the name of Jesus, you know.
Amen.
It's your time. That's right. So God got it. We just have to start manifesting it, because a lot of times we speak,
we'll
and then we'll start speaking against something that we're saying we want. So we got to start doing that.
We have to. In the year of 2024, we coming into this new year. I believe that we all need to focus on God's word. In other words, we need to have radical faith. Okay, when you speak that thing over yourself, you got to stand on your word. When sickness come upon you, Lord, you said by your stripes I am healed. We got to start speaking God's word, and we got to have that faith enough to know that God is a healer. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek after him. So whatever the enemy trying to do, because right now we are in spiritual warfare. If sickness come upon you, if this is coming upon you, this is spiritual warfare that we're going through right now. This is the most darkest time of the season. It's around Christmas time. The most darkest time.
And they try to attack you in your emotions and in your feelings. And get people to be depressed. But this is
they're
not
depressed. That's right.
We're happy about what God is doing. And
the number one
thing is the stuff that we're seeing that's going on overseas, over in Israel and Gaza and all that stuff. Because
that's right.
In the book of Revelation. So we are right where God wants us to be.
Right where he wants us to be.
And it's the greatest time right now to be alive. So
yes, it is. This is absolutely the greatest time to be alive.
Yes.
You know, and we just got to stand on God's word and continue to have that kind of faith. And no matter what the enemy tries to show you in this season, just trust and know and believe that there's a better one for you, because he's a light. He's the father of all liars. So, of course, he's going to lie to you. He's going to show you things that'll get you discouraged. But you say, no, I'm not. Get behind you. Get under that feet and stay there.
Get under there.
Amen. 2024 is going to be a very good year for all of us. Okay. It's going to be a great year for all. God has something in store for each and every one of us. Yes, he does.
And I also feel like this is going to be a great time for marriages, people getting married. Yes. We see a lot of people in 2024 getting married, getting married and having happy marriages in the kingdom. So that's what we're looking for, more kingdom marriages to start to come into the cafe and become kingdom marriages, more couples coming in and becoming kingdom married people, so that they can go out and reach other people to bring them in to be kingdom.
Kingdom
marriage. So that's what God wants us to have. So
Hallelujah. Definitely.
So all right then. So God is good.
You know,
yes, he is all the time.
Too, what you're saying too. And that's another thing we got to realize. You know, a lot of times I like watching the news and all that type of stuff, but I watch the news to see what's going on. Mm-hmm. But the other side of the story is I still got to keep my spirit right with God.
Mm-hmm.
So what I mean by that, like, you can hear all these things going on in the world, but we got to start bringing it. God say, I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above. When I see these things or see what's going on, what he says, we're supposed to look up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know we got the victory.
Yes.
So no matter what's going on, you can speak against these things. When you hear about sickness and diseases, you're supposed to say, not God said, not this dwelling.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know,
so we got power, and that's the whole thing. The
enemy
don't want to let you know you got power. You got to get in that word.
Right.
Stand on your faith and know that God God got his hands on me. Mm-hmm. So no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Yes. And every tongue that rises up against me shall be condemned.
Yes. So yes. Hallelujah.
The world is trying to do is not going to work on us.
That's right.
That's right. It's going to work on us. That's right.
Because I'm praying. Right. I'm staying in prayer. I'm being faithful to God.
Yes. You know, Jesus.
Family. As long as you don't get off the path, I don't know who I'm talking to right now.
Stay on the path.
Stay on that path. Hang on.
Amen.
Like I hear Linda all the time. She'll say, I'm going to get my husband. I'm going to get my husband. I'm with you. Mm-hmm. He's coming. Don't you know God is the man just for you?
Yes, he
why? Because of your faith.
Yes.
Have you been obedient? Mm-hmm. This is what you desire. God says what good thing he'll keep from us.
That's right.
Man. That's right. Nothing.
Give us a gift. And you know what? I'm here. I had wrote this down in 2011. I wrote down God has designed somebody just for you.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I was looking at it. I was like, man, I preached this message in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. I was writing some good stuff too. You know, connections and stuff. Mm-hmm. God got them set up just for us.
Mm-hmm.
God got people. God got people just for us. That blessing. Air said, you know what? Somebody else got your million. Somebody else got your house.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know? In due season, that stuff is going to be released. Somebody got your house. Somebody got your car. But God is about to give that stuff to us.
Mm-hmm.
Why? He is our Father.
Yes.
All this stuff belongs to him. Yeah. And he wants us to have it.
Yeah.
Because it's not the enemy. Mm-hmm. It's his. So he wants us to have it.
Yeah, but you know what was good? I'm mean, not.
No.
What was good the other day, I was looking on, you know, friends with a lot of people on Facebook and stuff. So anyway, I'm friends with Dietrich Haddon on the Facebook. So anyway, you know who Dietrich Haddon is, right?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. So anyway, he got on there and he was saying the other day, he was saying, and it was right on time that I had caught this message, but he was saying that God gives all of us a turn to have our dreams. And when he gives us our dreams, we have a full season within that dream that God has given us. So, or the dreams that we have, let's just say, we want those dreams to come to pass. He said, everybody gets a turn on when your dream comes to pass. And it will last however long God will have it to last. But once he gets to you, you will get a turn and God is going to allow you to shine in front of everybody. So everybody gets a turn. And he said that you just got to wait your turn, but your turn shall come. Oh, my God. That thing was so good, what he was saying the other day. And I was like, because I've been thinking about that. And I'm like, Lord, this thing, like, this person has had this season. And it, like, this season has been a long season for this one person. What about everybody else that should get a season? Should we all be one of those? And that's when he answered that. If God used him to answer, he don't even know this, but God used him to answer that for me. So he was like, yes, everybody gets a turn. So God is going to give all of us a turn to shine. And the thing is, you got to be ready for when your turn comes to start shining the way that God wants you to shine. And our turn is coming. And it will be on us when it do come. So God is good. And I have a member that used to go to our church. William, his name is William. Maybe you know William. And he'll say all the time when I talk to him, he'll say, you know what? He keeps saying, when is it going to be y'all turn? When is it going to be New Covenant and Marriage Cafe and all that? I'm looking for Bishop. I'm waiting for Bishop and Loretta to just shine. And he always would say this every time I talk to him. And I'll be like, well, we got to, you know, it's whenever God, you know, say it's our turn, you know, God got to be the one to open it because, you know, he the one adds to the church. So God has to be the one to, you know, to bring that out of you and to put you out there on display. So I always tell him, well, you know, we waiting on when God give us our chance and our turn. So, you know, but it's funny that he would say that all the time. We're waiting on you. We're waiting on you.
Yeah.
So,
you know, and is that possible? God designing something just for us?
Yes, he is.
You know, and that's what I love about God. When you get up in the morning and you pray and spend time with him, you just got to thank him. And that's what I came tonight when I came over here. Gotta thank God.
Yeah,
you know, you can't do this without God. You know, you gotta tell him, you know, what gift can you give God? You know what I'm saying? And the only thing you can give him is your praise and your worship.
That's right.
You love him. You know what I'm saying? Because you can never repay him. What can you give God as a gift?
Yeah.
You can't. All I say, Lord, you know what? Thank you for keeping your hands upon me and my family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thank you.
Yes.
You know? Yes. I know the old folks would say, he brought me a mighty long way. You know what I'm saying? He had.
That's how
in your life, we still here. We wake up in the morning, you got to give him some praise. That's you right. Got to thank him.
Amen.
Yeah.
And this family is one thing for sure we can look back on. That our grandparents, our parents, they knew God.
Yeah.
You know, in spite of what they was doing.
In spite of what they were doing.
They still, they would go pray somewhere and thank God for them because that's what they taught us. We need it. There is a God. Mm-hmm. We need to pray.
And all of us are the result of those prayers.
Exactly.
Yeah, we are all the I know that for a fact, I am the result of my grandmother's prayers.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. I knew that. Yeah.
I know. So I just want to piggyback off of what Mom said about what Diedrich Haddon said about God has your time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess like a couple weeks ago, you know, it's like always around this time. I think a lot of people go through it. Like it's always just something that happens that kind of just throws everything off and
Yeah.
And so I was saying, I was like, I got so angry one day in the car and I was just like, God, like, you know, like what is happening? Like, why does it always seem like, I think my biggest question is like, why does it always seem like the people that don't worship him, that don't know him, that don't even believe in him, you know, they have like these, they're like being blessed. It's like, oh yeah, they're getting everything. And it's like those who believe, who are here, we're being faithful, we're praying. And it's like, we're going through a disaster. It's like it's always something. It's like it's always something kind of curveball that comes in a way. You don't want to be ungrateful. You say, you know, I just say, you know what, God, I can control the things that I can, and what I can't, I just give it to you, and I just leave it at that.
Yes, exactly.
That's the lesson that we've learned this year. We've definitely learned that lesson. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think too a lot of times it's us. Like Christians, sometimes we get caught up in tradition and religion, and you got people running around talking about, I don't want to be prosperous. I don't want, you know, I just want the little simple life or whatever. We got to watch what we're speaking out of our mouth.
Right.
God going to give you, he says, life and death is in the power of your tongue. So you start speaking, that's what we're saying. And I agree with a lot of churches, like prosperity. A lot of us need money. But it's only the problem is when we get the money, it's what we do with it. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody, like you were saying, certain seasons, you see that the world is being, you think they being blessed and all that. But you don't know what they did. You don't know what they did to get the money. You don't know what they're doing with the money. Because what we see, if you look at a lot of them turn to drugs
and
different things. No, when you, God want us to be grounded.
That's why he says,
when that soul, when your soul prosper, that's why he give it to you when your soul prosper, because he know you mature enough to handle it.
Right.
He don't want you to get up on the cliff.
Now you got to remember that the enemy is in control of a lot of things too.
Mm-hmm.
So the enemy will give the money, the house, the fame, the fortune. He would give that to them so that they could go around and gather up more people for him.
Mm-hmm.
But God's people, what it seemed like what God do is he lets us go through some things so that the money, when we do get it, don't control us. That we control it. So a lot of times we go through things so that we can mature when it comes to it. And then God will bring you, you know, the money that you need to do everything that you need to get done. He just wants you to learn in the process. I don't know. You know, he wants us to learn in the process so that he could bless us. And so those things, the things that we have or the things he got planned for us, we don't let it control us. We control it.
Right.
And we don't worship. We don't worship the stuff either. God don't want us doing that either. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and we know we all got a feeling that it's coming. We know it. in due season, you reap your harvest. So why would God keep it away from us?
Hey, sis.
It's coming.
Y'all, ain't nobody tell y'all to put me on camera. I was just listening.
God, let me remove you. And just to get her hair fixed. Okay. So, yeah. So God will let us sometimes go through things so that we can get our priorities in check, make sure that we are serving him and loving him with our whole soul, mind, and spirit, that there is no other God before him, and that there's nothing that we can't let go to, you know, for him, in other words. So he don't have a problem with giving it to us. It's when our soul prospers, right? That's when we start to really prosper. Our soul, that means that we got to let our spirit and our soul on the inside begin to truly adhere to his word, receive his word, and accept his word for what his word is. Mm-hmm. Okay? So we have to accept his word for what it is. And then we got to make sure that, you know, as we accept his word, we start living it. Because you got to live it.
Yeah.
You got to live it. So, yeah. So that's another
thing. And then another thing, too. Let me tell y'all out here. Another thing we need to do.
Okay.
You got to thank God. He said, be faithful in a little, right?
Okay, there y'all go. Okay.
When you start seeing God blessing you, when you look over the year, this year, and you see how God is blessing you, you got to thank him for those little things.
Yes.
Yes.
Still here.
That's true.
Did God
give you Jesus?
Did God give you a new God give you a new car?
Yes.
Did you thank God for the little things? Mm-hmm. And we started thanking him, just stay faithful. Like, cause you see, he's elevating you. He don't give you everything right away. I give you everything that you want.
Hallelujah. And we had got everything when we were stupid. Not to say that you are, you know, I ain't saying that. So, but I'm just saying, when we was young and crazy, had he gave us everything, we really would have been doing some crazy stuff. Like, we would have probably really been rebellious towards each other. Who knows what would have happened? But now that we're mature in the things of God and the things that he had for us, and we accept the things he had for us, now the ground is ripe, or the tree is ripe, or whatever, for us to receive that now. So I think it's all on how much you can also receive, because, you know, everybody can't receive a million and be able to regulate it.
Right, that's true.
Some people will get a million and go out there and spend it all, and it's gone. Like this one young lady, got a million. She won millions in the lotto and didn't have no money before the year was out.
Wow!
Because she spent it on her boyfriend that was no good, and she bought for people who were no good and gave money. You know, she did too much.
Yeah.
So I think it's not. You know, he, like I said, the enemy gives it to the ones he knows is going to go out there and hurt themselves or hurt other people or bring other people into the things that they're doing that has nothing to do with God. The life that they got here on this earth is the only life or the good life they're going to see, because when they leave here, it's not going to be that they're going to a good place.
My God, you better preach.
Us that are living for God and we're going through the hard times and we're going through those emotions and we want God and we're seeking him, he loves that. Because he knows that if he give us all the money, we probably wouldn't pray anymore. We wouldn't want to be. We'd be partying. We'd be having too much fun. So he don't want us to do that. He wants us to pray and seek him and love him and count on him. Is he loves
us.
He just loves him.
Yeah.
It's just like us as parents. You know, it's just like all of us. We all parents. We all have kids. And if we took and we gave one of our kids, like, everything, you know, their inheritance. I said we gave them their inheritance, right? And we say, okay, go ahead and, you know, I'm going to get you inheritance or whatever. So if that kid ain't grounded, that kid going to forget all about you. He going to go out there or she and be out there partying it up and having a good time and all that. They not going to think about you till they don't have nothing. Then they'll start thinking, oh, I could call mom. Let me call mom. Let me call dad. And then all of a sudden they want to come back home and get out the street because now they done spent all the money. Ain't no place to live.
100%. Right.
So their soul never prospered because they never learned how to be responsible with what God had gave or what the parent gave them. They never learned how to be responsible. So that's a lot of times why God don't always give us everything up front and right there, then and there.
And say, like, you know your children.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the one that's responsible and the one that's not.
Yeah.
That's how God is. Like, yeah. I might give seven a little more than I can give Messiah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Certain things, I give this to Messiah, but this, I got to give this to seven. Because mm-hmm. I know Messiah yeah. can't handle. Right. So that's how God operates. Yeah. He knows us. He said he knows the hair on our head. Yeah. So if he knows you, he can't heal you. You know what you
something
to drink?
Huh?
Like,
yes, yeah,
yes,
okay.
Stay in the chat.
Okay,
y'all good out there?
Okay.
Okay.
Y'all
good out
there, dude?
Right.
Yeah.
Soda.
Okay.
Yeah. So anybody else want anything to talk about? We're live. Don't forget, we live.
Right.
Live. We're all the way live.
All the way live. Somebody might need to hear, you know, what have you got out of the Marriage Cafe over the years?
Oh, you know me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've gotten a lot out of it. Definitely on how to deal with, you know, certain situations when it comes to my husband and his hastiness.
Okay. Okay.
You know, yeah. I'm learning how to be calm, cool, and collected when he's always, because, you know, somebody got to be the level headed one. You know, both of us can't be hyped together, you know. So yes. I think I'm really learning how to be the level headed one, the one that's always encouraging. But sometimes that gets a little tired because sometimes you be wanting your spouse to encourage you. You're like, yep. You always got to be the one to be like, the Lord going to work it out. Yep. Don't worry. Yep. Everything will work out. Everything will be great. You know, yep. And peace, rah, rah. But, you know, sometimes, yep. You know, you want to have that same tenacity. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's the same thing he does do. But, you know, I just do it a little bit more than he does because he's always on his run, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Because he's still learning. He's still growing too.
Yeah,
so, absolutely. And sometimes it be that way that you have to be the one that's the encourager when it comes to, you know, the husband sometime or the wife. It just depends on which one. But yeah, there's a lot of couples that go through that where one is probably a little bit more giving than the other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. And that happens, even though sometimes you be like, look, I need to lean on you now. You right. know, I don't need to always be leaning on me, you know. But sometimes when I hug my husband, he wants to lean on me when he hugs girl. Me. And I'm just like, stop this. I need you to be strong for me. Let me lean on you. Right. I lean on you all the time. I love it. Don't get me wrong, but I want to lean on him sometimes.
Because sometimes, and she's right, and a lot of women are that way. You know, you want the man to be strong,
yes,
be able to, you know, take care, handle things,
yes,
you know, and there's nothing wrong with it. But then sometimes she's right, I don't feel like it either. You know, what if both of us don't feel like handling this? You know, right. I need a hug just like you need a hug, you know what I'm saying? You ever had those days? Come on,
yeah,
name now, Joel Osteen, live Friday every day. Well, Friday ain't every day for us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that.
But we learn how to.
It don't have to be.
But it don't have to be crazy, crazy. You just know that, hey, something. It could be something going on in the spirit realm.
Mm-hmm.
And both of you are feeling it at the same time. So, but a lot of people, what we got to do when we feel that like that, we got to learn how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We got to learn how to pray. Go to God and, you know, ask God to strengthen both of us, you know, help us through this situation the way we want. So, you know,
right. Exactly.
It's all, you know, the deal, like when we have platforms like this, it's good for us to come together and talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we come around family, be like, okay, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
I don't come around to be nosy or be in your business or whatever. Sometimes you just need somebody to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, we going through this right here. How would you handle it? Well, let's pray about it and see what God say about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And one thing I learned, this is what I don't do. And this is what a lot of family members need to do. I was thinking about this today or all week. When somebody call you, think about this. When somebody call you a family member and you hear what they saying or whatever, but when they start to talk about another family member, we need to start cutting that off. Because that's negativity to me.
Yeah, that's right.
If you want that person to know, you should call them.
Yeah.
Don't try. Come on, Bishop.
Yeah.
Amen. Because if we say we family, that's the same thing with the even the body of Christ.
That's but right.
I'm around talking about another pastor. Mm-hmm. Whoever called him, I hope we the same. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Same thing with family. If we gonna be family, yeah, we gonna talk, you know, have some ups and downs and all that. But when you're talking about another family member, we need to cut it off.
Well, I think we remember in the sense that it's harsh, very harsh.
Yeah.
You talking about them to the point of hate. That's not
that's good. Right. And that's right.
It's toxic, and it needs to be like, no, we need to pray. You need to go see God in faith, talking like that. That's crazy.
Yeah, because I haven't seen a perfect family member yet. If you send them to me so I can talk to them. Because yeah, we all got something going on.
Yeah. Nobody is perfect, and we ought to love each other.
Yeah, and I can look over it. You know, a lot of time family member call, and I know they be venting and stuff like that. I'll take the good stuff, and I'll hear the bad, but I'll look over that. I'll be like, yeah, it's going to be all right, man. Or, yeah, it's going to be all right. We still family. I still gotta love them, you know? Yeah. So that's the whole thing with me, and I've been through so much, and I lost so many family members. You know, I don't have time to be putting that kind of stuff out there.
That's right.
I love you. I love you.
Yeah.
And if I can't, we just need to stay up. You know, do what you do.
Right. But you know, with our family, we all we got.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We got Grandma Tina and Uncle Richard. So we have to learn how to love each other and stop being negative and mean.
That's right.
And I'm not saying that we're doing it, you know, those of us that are here live, but I'm just saying the other ones out there that do hear my voice at this moment know they need to repent to God for forgiveness
Because that's the key word, Pastor. Forgiveness. I think a lot of people, a lot of family, you know, I'm not calling anybody's names. Like I said, we don't need to be talking about one another. If you hear or be around another family member that's talking about one, just cut it off. Because if you want to learn something, what's going on with that person, then you need to go directly to that person and ask them. And another thing with families, and we need to stop trying to hide things, especially when you're ill or something like that. You know, I don't want family to know. What do you mean? I mean, like, we all are family. Of course, we are concerned. Family members are concerned about what's going on with you, okay? And all that trying to hide stuff. You can't hide anything because God sees everything, okay? God sees everything. He hears everything. He knows everything, okay? So I think there's a lot of things we just need to work on that and stop trying to hide things from one another. And, you know, if you're not well, if something going on with you, you know, just let us know so we can pray for you. We need to know how to pray for that situation or whatever you're going through.
Because what Daniel did, Daniel went and got his friend. Daniel knew he had some friends that could pray.
Yes.
So when some stuff came up, he went and got them and said, look, I need y'all to help me pray about this because I need the Lord to reveal this thing to me.
Yes.
Prayer collectively, it works, especially with people.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it does work.
Thank you, Jesus. He is.
And we could do more of that also too. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to marriage, because sometimes, like I said, our spouses may not be doing everything that we want them to do. But what we can do is we can go to God, you know, on their behalf and say, God, I need you to deliver this thing from my spouse. Mm-hmm. My spouse is doing at the moment is not of you, and you see what he's doing, you see what she doing, whatever it is, give it to God, and God can come around and he can fix it. I'm telling you, he could change that person's mind on the things that they're doing.
Yes, he can. Yes. There's nothing too hard for God. Nothing.
What are you thinking?
I was just thinking about, you know, how, like, when we look at everybody on there tonight, we got different years in their marriage and stuff. I think me and your mom been married, you know, 35 years coming up. So, Rebe, how long y'all been married?
It'll be eight years next year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And Joanne, y'all what? 2 years.
We're coming up on 3 years on Valentine's Day of 24. Yes.
All right.
So that's the whole thing. We look at, and that's why we come on here and we talk about marriages, because, like, you know, different years in your life, you go to through different things and you learn to have to learn together. You know what I'm saying? And then you grow from it. Because I remember when we first started out in marriage, we had to fill each other out, cuss each other out, and do all those things. But over the years, we grew from that.
Yes.
Like now, please, we're cussing each other out. We ain't arguing. We ain't doing that. If that ain't Jesus calling, you been doing that.
Yeah, silent your phone.
No, that was my phone. Messiah had it. He got it.
I was just playing.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. So in your marriage, we learn about, you know, by coming on here and talking and seeing each other. We start to grow, really. You guys, I hear things, and I'm like, yeah. You know, that might be something we need to work on. Or I can do better in that
area.
Come on, let's hear from the scene. For the moment.
Linda?
Hi.
we want to hear from the singles. Have you been getting anything out of the marriage cafe?
I can't hear you. What you say?
Have you been getting anything out of the marriage cafe as far as
all the time. The time. It's preparing me.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Who else is on there? Is India still on there?
Yeah, well, she's back.
Oh.
She getting her hair fixed, so.
Don't want to see that like that. No, I just joking.
He ain't ready for that.
He's so silly.
But
is Jamal on the line?
She's not on live. She's just in the cafe itself.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is Jamal in the cafe?
Mm-mm.
No, I think Cassandra, she's there.
Oh, Cassandra's there. Okay.
Yeah, they're just listening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, that's one thing about I love about our children and the family that's on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really, you know, thank God most of all for people, but we thank God for family, you know, and we don't, you know, I just want to say tonight, you got to say it every now and then that I love all of y'all. I love all my family.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Share that. Yep. You know, we got to show that we family and we in this to win it.
Yeah,
you know, mm-hmm. And we care for each other.
Yeah,
you know, like definitely. You said, it's all we got.
Yeah,
and that's what a lot of people got to see tonight. That your family, mm-hmm. your mom, and your dad, and we hear all this crazy stuff that people couldn't even really think about trying to hurt my mom or my dad
mm-hmm.
or my kids or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Where something that came out of your body, you talking about hurting. And that's how I think about my wife. You know, I don't want to hurt her. I married her and I love her. So why would I want to hurt my wife?
That's right.
And right.
So in a relationship, that's what I'm saying. If you really love somebody, I can look over all that little stuff that you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. mm-hmm. You call yourself family. If that's your brother, your sister, you're supposed to look over that little stuff that they do.
That's right.
A lot of people still, you know, they don't like to look over that. I can't stand you. I can't stand my mom or my dad. No. That's your mom and your dad. And God never promised you to have a good mom or a good dad or a good family.
That's right.
They love them.
Yes, it is.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. Let's talk about this. What's the problem? Why we can't get along? Mm-hmm. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but there's some family members out there. You got my phone number.
Mm-hmm.
We need to talk.
Yes.
Right. You know, you got a problem with us, we need to talk.
Yes.
You know, we can make about it, a woman about it. We ain't got to fight. Talk mm-hmm. about it. What's your problem?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because then you acting, if a person haven't did anything to you and you feel the way you feel, there's got to be a reason behind it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's what I say. When I come up, you know, in front of my family, I can be real with y'all. That's the way I am with God. I can be real with God. Mm-hmm. That's why I love him so much. Yes. You know?
Yep.
And God will get on you too now.
Are you sure? Yes, he will.
God, you know?
So the Lord will say, how you going to love me, but you can't love your sister?
That's right. That's right.
And you hate them and you think you're going to love me? That's not going to work.
Come on now.
So, you know, family is important. And I just want to say thank y'all for supporting us all this year, all last year, all this time, you know what I'm saying, in the cafe. Even when other people don't show up, y'all show up. And I'm grateful. And I want to say I love y'all because all of y'all hold a special place for me in my heart. Okay. So never think that you're not important to us because you guys are important. I know we be busy, we do things, but we're thinking about y'all all the time and we always pray for y'all. So I don't want y'all to ever think we don't. We do. We pray for this family because we are all we got.
Right.
Not for us to be running around acting crazy. It's for us to come together and love each other, and that's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You
know, and this time of the year is the best time to do
it. It is.
You know, love each other.
Yeah,
love each other and forgiveness. I can't.
From all of y'all. Yeah. No, I just said that. I'm just joking, y'all.
I just want to throw that out there. Forgiveness. There's a lot of people that don't know how to forgive. Yeah, I mean, they are carrying. They are carrying stuff that's been happening over. I mean, stuff that happened decades ago, and they still have it. And they could even look at that person that done you wrong, and they have so much anger and bitterness in their heart that you know you got to let that thing go. You got to let go and let them. Because it's hurting each other. If you don't have a spirit of forgiveness, you know, God said to forgive each other as he forgive us. Well, if you can't forgive one another, I'm here to let you know that your prayers are not being answered. He is not going to answer your prayers if you can't forgive. You're going to have to, and if you don't know how, just ask the Holy Ghost. Ask God to come into your heart, and he will show you how to forgive. Because we all had to learn that. We all did. Yeah, I don't care. There is a couple of people in this building where I live at, and they were not speaking to me. So I just went to them just a couple days ago, and I said to that person, I don't know what it is, but for whatever reason that we are not speaking to each other, I said, we are coming to the end of a year, which is the closeout. And I said, I'm not going to carry that into 2024 because I'm a woman of God just like you are. Yes. Okay. And we should not be carrying those spirits. If you can find it in your heart to forgive me, I can find it in my heart to forgive you. And that lady looked at me last night and she said, come here, I got something for you. She gave me a beautiful thing to go on my door and she said, I love you. And you know what? I said, I love you too. That's what we're going to do. We have to forgive one another and we have to love one another. But remember, if you can't do it by yourself, ask God to come into your heart and he will show you.
He will show you
how to forgive. Because like I said, there's people that's carrying bitterness and anger. I mean, that they've been carrying for a long time. And you know why they've been carrying it for a long time? Because they don't know how to forgive. Forgiveness is a hard thing. It's a hard thing, especially when you look at the situation that you might have been through. You know, you probably say, I can't forgive that person for that. Mm-hmm. She hurted me or he hurted me, but you can. You're going to have to find a way to let go and let go.
Let God. That's true. Almost time to go.
What the
fuck? Wow, that was some good conversation.
It is
time to get ready to go. So we're gonna pray out. We thank y'all for joining us for our first Christmas party. We hope this gets bigger as the time goes on. That's the plan. Maybe one day we can take it into a place where everybody can come out for the Christmas party. That would be so much fun. That's what we want to do. Karaoke and all kinds of things would be and give out gifts. That would be nice.
Wasn't there supposed to be a gift tonight for the ugliest sweater? Where's our gift?
No, I did not say any gifts. I just said the
good try.
No,
we working on that. As we grow, we'll do different. We'll get it together.
Exactly.
You know what though? But this is fun though. But this is just the start. We see what God is doing. And, you know, we all get with God. And I was like, you know what? Next year going to be even better.
Yes.
You know?
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Things yes. Next year.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, we're going
to go ahead and say, Weeby, you look fabulous, honey. You look yes, you do. You always do. And to the rest of my family that I can't see that is on the line, God bless y'all. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Yes. And hopefully we'll see each other in 2024. Yes. And I have nothing but love for everybody.
Everybody. And we second that motion. And we're going to say the same thing as well. Merry Christmas to everybody. Thank you, everybody who has been showing up. Even those who didn't show up on the screen tonight, thank you for coming into the cafe. Just being a blessing to me and Bishop. We love coming to talk to y'all about marriage. Marriage is so important to God. The covenant is so important. Y'all don't understand. Yeah. But it is the most highest office you really could actually be upon. And that is being married. Mary is sacred to God because it resembles us and him and us in a marriage. And so God wants our marriages to be blessed, and he wants us to be a blessing to others with our marriage. We thank you for joining us, and we're going to go ahead and pray out.
We're going to pray out. All right. One thing I keep hearing that song, God has got a blessing with your name on it.
Amen. I received that. Hallelujah.
All right, let's pray out, y'all.
We're going to pray out.
Amen.
Dear Lord, we thank you again for this opportunity to come live tonight. Thank you for all and everyone that tuned in to this podcast. Lord, we just thank you. This is our first event, but this is not our last.
That's right.
So, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for this season. Bless us. Lord. Thank you for the favor.
Yes.
And we thank you for the time with family and friends.
Yes.
Each and everyone that tuned in.
Thank you,
so Lord. We speak nothing but blessings and favor over their life.
Yes.
And Lord, I thank you again. Thank you most of all for being in our life.
Yes.
We give you the praise, honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name, we all pray and we say,
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas to y'all, too. And Happy New Year.
Love y'all.
Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Love y'all.
Thank you for watching The Marriage Cafe. If you have never given your life to Christ and you'd like to now, please stick around for a minute. The Word says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So right now, we are going to pray together for your salvation. Please repeat this prayer after me. Lord, I believe that you died for me and rose again on the third day. I confess that I am a sinner. I need your love and forgiveness. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. I receive your eternal life. Lord, confirm your love by giving me peace, joy, and a supernatural love for others. Amen. Congratulations. You are saved.